We start in Madison County, which had a large primary for mayor. Republican incumbent Kevin Smith easily won the primary for his seat, and Thomas Broderick Jr. will be the Democratic candidate in November. IPR's Payne Horning has more on that race.
Six candidates competed for the Democratic ticket. Thomas Broderick Jr., a former Madison County councilman and prosecutor, won with 35% of the vote. Broderick says one of his top priorities will be improving Anderson's 7% unemployment rate. He says part of the city's problem stems from outside companies taking tax incentives but hiring outside of Anderson.
If we give them the opportunity to come here and the breaks to come here, they need to give the good jobs and employment opportunities to the people that live here.
Incumbent Republican Mayor Kevin Smith handily won his race. He defended his record in office, calling Anderson a leading economy in the state.
We've really diversified our industrial base here. We have companies not only from the United States, but a couple from Japan, a couple from Italy, one from Thailand, Israel. We just continue to add that value in those jobs.
In Anderson, Payne Horning, IPR News.
Returning to Madison County's Democratic primary, Anderson City Court Judge Jason Jamerson beat the incumbent in that race. Anderson City Council at large was a vote for three with a large number of candidates. Top vote getters are incumbent Ty Bibbs, Becky Crooms, and Greg Graham. Anderson City Council District 3, Merle Jones, was the top vote getter. And Democratic primary for Elwood City Mayor, Todd Jones, current City Council member District 1, the top vote getter. Elwood City Council at large, a vote 2, Chuck Lane and Kim Leisure Everson. Elwood City Council District 3, Linda Moore, beat incumbent Adrian Heim. In the Madison County Republican primary, Anderson City Council at large, a vote for 3, top vote getters Lisa Singleton Roberts, Mark Turner, and Tammy Reimer. Anderson City Council District 1, Jennifer Culp won over incumbent Russ Willis. District 3, John K. Bell, the top vote getter. And Anderson City Council District 5, Art Pepley Jr. was the top vote getter.
A much quieter night in Delaware County, where there are no contested mayoral races in the primary. But in the Muncie City Council race, there was a vote for 3 in the Democratic primary. And the winners there were Allison Quirk, Linda Gregory, and Nora Evans Powell, the 3 incumbents in that race. Muncie City Council District Number 6, Julius Anderson, the incumbent, is the winner there. Eaton Town Council District Number 3, Teresa Welch, is the winner. Eaton Town Council District Number 4, Lowen Hicks, the winner in that race. Gaston Clerk Treasurer, Teresa Smith, the challenger, the winner. In the Republican primary in Delaware County, Muncie City Council District Number 2, Dan Ridenour, the challenger, is the winner in that race.
In Randolph County, there was no Democratic primary. In the Republican primary, for Winchester Mayor, Joseph Younts is the top vote getter there. Winchester City Council at large is Melissa Missy Williams, the top vote getter. Winchester City Council District 1 top is Larry Mo Lennington. District 4, Lisa Friend. And for Winchester City Court Judge, the top vote getter in a three-way race is Paul Beattie.
Turning now to Grant County, another big mayoral race. Incumbent Wayne Siebold is not running again, which means it's an open seat for mayor in Marion. We turn now to IPR Zach Huffman with more on the race.
Bill Henry, who served as Marion mayor from 2000 to 2004, was the city's last Democratic mayor. He ran in this year's election, but lost to Jesse Allenball. Allenball won the Democratic vote by 13%. And for him, it's about enhancing the city as a whole, not strictly focusing on party lines.
That's what we need to start tearing down, is these walls that are kind of artificial walls to me, Republican and Democrat, because in local politics, it should be about the individual.
John Lawson won the Republican primary by 24% of the vote, which surprised him to win by such a large margin.
That's huge, and we're very appreciative. I mean, if you're not humbled by what happened today, then you're missing the true picture.
The race saw party lines split by roughly 500 votes in favor of the Republicans. For Allenball, that number meant he has to work to entice Democrats to get out and vote come November. But Lawson says that those numbers are a good start for the Republican Party. In Marion, Zach Huffman, IPR News.
There was one other race in Grant County also, and that was Marion City Council District Number 1. Steve Henderson is the winner.
In Jay County for the Democratic primary, 2 races. For Portland Mayor, the incumbent, Mayor Randy Giesman, the top vote getter. And for Red Key Town Council at large, it's a vote for 3, incumbents Gregory Kerm, Ted Friddle, and Doug Stanley. In the Republican primary for Portland Mayor, Milo Miller Jr. is the top vote getter. And Portland City Council District 3, Michelle Renee Brewster.
Turning to Henry County, there were no Republican primaries, so going to the Democratic primary, for Newcastle Mayor, Greg York, the incumbent, is the winner there. Newcastle Clerk Treasurer, Christy York, the incumbent, also the winner. Newcastle City Council at large, this was a vote for 2, Rex Peckinpah and Vaughn Reed III, the 2 incumbents in that race. Newcastle City Council member Ward Number 3, the winner in that race is Jerry Walden. And Newcastle City Council Ward Number 4, the winner there, Aaron Dickin.
In Blackford County, there was only one race, a Democratic primary for Montpelier City Clerk Treasurer. Charlotte Mansfield takes 80% of the vote.
And finally, in Tewayne County, for the mayoral race in Richmond, on the Democratic side, Dave Snow, the winner. On the Republican side, Kyle Troy Ingram. And last but not least, the Richmond Common Council at large. This was a vote for 3. Ron Dean, Al Glover, and Sandra Shelley.
Terry Heifetz and Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.